Stop 2, Stone Walls.
Smooth and rough, stone upon stone. This wall was built in the early 18th century to mark field boundaries. Back then, Marshfield Hills was mostly open field with the sounds of cows, sheep, and hang equipment floating through the air. The field on our sanctuary is a small remnant of the grasslands of the past. Present-day sounds include the high-pitched chip call of a chipmunk scurrying along the wall, or the trill of a Carolina wren. Chipmunks collect acorns and other nuts and seeds for winter, hoarding a large food supply in underground burrows where they remain dormant for much of the winter. Today, stone walls provide shelter for many kinds of animals at the sanctuary and throughout New England.
A word of caution before you proceed. Poison ivy is quite common along the edges of the trail. Poison ivy has three shiny green leaves that turn a gorgeous crimson or yellow in autumn. Sometimes the leaves have a thumb-like lobe. The stems are always smooth with no thorns or prickles, and the berries are greenish-white. Poison ivy can grow as a low plant, a small shrub, or a climbing vine. The vines are hairy with aerial roots and can give you a rash even if they have no leaves. Poison ivy is a native plant whose berries are eaten by a wide variety of birds. You may hear children laughing in the nature play area on your right. This site is set up with building blocks, a tunnel, and shelter for children to explore and use their imaginations. A sitting area is located directly across from the square float at the far end of the nature play area along the trail's edge.